Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, soon to be Navigating Your Leadership Podcast with your host, Sherry Miter. And I am continuing this is part two of a three-part series on discovering your natural leadership style and superpowers. And in the last episode, we went into the why. Why is that important to know? And the what does it even mean? So if you didn't hear that one yet, go back so that the next two episodes will make sense. Today, I'm going to give you step number 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the 6 steps to discovering your leadership style and superpowers. So we'll dive into those. As always, I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet, but you know how that goes with me, but I'm going to try to stay on task. And then I still have a reminder at the end, so stay tuned till the end. So let's jump in. And as always, you know I'm a huge journal person. So I would recommend grab a journal, think about these questions, feel free to go back through, pause it, rewind, all the things, and you know, think about the questions. Don't just listen to this podcast. Like, these are things that you really want to spend some time thinking about. And when you take the time to do that, it's going to really help you lean into and discover your natural style as a leader. And after we're done with this series, I am going to be doing some special trainings, special workshops, things like that, that will help you then know what to do with that information. So don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I had somebody ask me that. It's like, okay, now I know that, but so what? Well, the so what is, once you know your leadership style, if you lean into it, not only will it help dissipate the comparison and all the imposter syndrome that can sneak in sometimes for us as leaders, but it will also help you be the most powerful leader possible. Because when you know your strengths as a leader and you just, again, lean into them and harness them and work on them and practice them, you will become an amazing leader. And that's the next thing after you discover what is your style. It's how do you work within that style so that you can be the best possible leader and bring your team along with you to hit that next level, that next rank, that next promotion that you've been dreaming about. We will also be discussing in future episodes the not bad side, but the cautionary side, the danger buoys of each style, because they all have them. So again, I'm just sharing that because I don't want you to worry that I'm not going to stop by, it's like, oh, great. You lead with influencing. Good luck out there. We're going to dive deeper into it as we go along. And again, I have some workshops planned for leaders that you'll be able to tap into. But that does remind me, I'm going to throw it out here at the beginning of this podcast before we jump into steps 1 through 4, is don't forget, we have the Discover Your Strengths workshop coming up on August 24th. It's the first virtual workshop that I'll be doing, a public one, so it's open to everybody and anybody. Though, you know, I talk to more entrepreneurs, leaders, sales consultants. Those are my people. But if you've taken your strengths assessment and you're just like, I don't even know what to do with this information, or maybe you took it a long time ago and you went to a few things, maybe you even hired a coach, but you just want a refresher, you're more than welcome to join us for this workshop. Space is limited to 25 people. It will be on Zoom, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. So I hope you will join us for that. The link with all the details is in the show notes, so you can click it there. And I do have a really awesome deal for the podcast listeners. You can save $20 on the regular registration price. So it's like super duper cost effective. Like, you can't even go to Core Life and treat your honey to lunch for the cost of this event. And this is really going to make a much bigger impact, even on eating healthy. Okay, so let's jump into today's podcast. Oh, one more thing. I always feel like what was his name that did all the infomercials? But wait, there's more. So the one more thing is we are working really hard on a great workbook, kind of an ebook that goes along with this podcast series. So I don't know if it's going to be done when this goes live, but it's super duper close to being done. So I can't promise it, but I will tell you this, if it's live, the link will be in the show notes. So I'm recording this a week out, so I don't know, but if it's live, check the show notes and you'll be able to grab it first. Okay, let's jump in. We have all that stuff out of the way. So as you're going through these questions, the more details you can jot down, the better. And as I already kind of shared, once you discover your leadership style and how to harness the power of it, you're going to be like our sailboat, Danu, when she's on a beam reach. And if you've ever seen a picture, what that means if you're not familiar with sailing, if you've ever seen that picture of a boat just cutting through the water and you can see the waves up behind it, the sailboat's not leaning a lot. It's just really cutting through powerfully through the water with ease and just smooth. It's my favorite kind of sailing because we're not leaning over a lot, but we are going at 6-7 knots, which, yeah, for you motorboaters out there, 6 and 7 knots is pretty darn good for a sailboat. And that's what I want for you, because when we are on that type of sail, it's almost as if we can take our hands off of the wheel and just let the boat take charge. She's in her glory, she's in her sweet spot, and she just does her thing. And that's my hope for you, is that once the more you discover about yourself, whether it's your leadership style, your top 5 and 10 strengths, your weaknesses, your lesser talents, all those things, the more we can find out about ourselves, the more we can be like that sailboat, like Danu when she's on a beam reach. And you barely have to touch anything. And things just are powerful. They're smooth. It's almost with ease. I'm never going to say it's easy, because leadership is never easy, but it can be with more ease. Okay, so are you ready? Let's go. Let's jump in. Let's untie those dock lines and let's get this going. Okay, step one, what I want you to do is think about a day you were working. So, because we're talking about work here. So a day you were working that you were in your glory. You know, it's one of those days that you just felt like you were in the zone. You were totally energized. And even though it may have been a long work day, you actually had more energy at the end of the day. Or if you were exhausted, you had that like, oh, that was such a great day. I accomplished so much. And you know you were living in your strengths, your power. What were you doing? Think about that day. Hopefully it was a day you experienced recently. And if not, we definitely need to talk about that. It's another conversation for us to have. But what were you doing? Jot down all the details. Think about, did it involve people or was it maybe paper? Maybe you didn't have to deal with any people that day and that's what made it wonderful. Or maybe for you, it was because you didn't have to deal with paper that day and all you did was deal with people. So, you know, think about that. Were you leading a team maybe? Were you doing an event? Maybe you were hosting a big event. Maybe you were part of a power session, a brainstorming session, sitting around a boardroom with five or six other key people, brainstorming on plans. You know, so were you part of that team or were you working all by yourself? None of those answers are good or bad. They're just your answers. So what did that day look like? That day again, that you were in the zone and you know you were living your best life. So that's step one. Step two, what type of projects have you worked on that once finished, you excitedly wondered, when can I do that again? And again, the more details, the better. This ties in somewhat well with step number one. They may be very tied together. They may not. But think about a project that you had to do for work. Maybe also think about, sometimes it's easier to also think about the projects you didn't enjoy doing. Jot those down too if you want. So kind of look at both. What were the days you didn't enjoy and the projects you don't enjoy doing? And what were the projects you do enjoy doing? You guys have heard me say it. I'm very open about this. If I have to do tech type stuff on the computer, those are not my favorite days. That is not my wheelhouse. And even my husband can tell. If I've had a day that's been all sitting on the computer by myself, I'm like so exhausted, so drained, a little cranky at the end of the day. Whereas if it's a day that I've been talking to people, even virtually all day long, maybe it was a day, I remember recently I had a day and I had three back-to-back podcast interviews, a coaching session. Maybe it was two coaching sessions actually. Like there were three conversations I had back-to-back-to-back. And that would have normally exhausted me, but because it was me doing what I love to do and having really deep, great, meaningful conversations, I was so jazzed up. I could have done three more that day. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, what's the type of projects you have that once you're in the flow, when you're working on them, you're thinking, oh, when can I do that again? Step number three, what do your peers, your team know you for? What do they always ask you to help them do? Is it that you are really good at creating beautiful packaging? That's a strength. Maybe you can make anything you touch look beautiful. So people ask you, how do you do that? Can you help me do that? Maybe you're very strategic thinking. That's one of my strengths. Throughout my entire network marketing business, I've had friends call me up and I have friends I call up too, because when two strategic minds get together, ooh, hold on tight. There's some great ideas that are going to flow from that. But I have, friends that call me, it's like, okay, Sherry, I need your strategic mind right now. Like they literally say that, not even knowing about strengths. Maybe you have friends that go to you for relationship advice. Maybe you have friends that go to you for time management advice. What is it you find that your peers and your team, your friends, maybe family come to you for? Jot that down. Okay, step number four. We're going to wrap this up here for today. Step number four is think about who are some of your favorite leaders. And what do you admire about them? Now, that could be a leader that you've personally met. Maybe it's somebody that even mentored you. Or it could be a mentor that maybe they're in your same company. I had a couple of mentors that I never got to meet personally. They didn't know who I was, but I was able to attend some of their trainings. I was able to watch them on stage, and I just admired them because I liked how they, one, ran their business, but I also saw how they ran their life. And that was important to me. I always looked for mentors in the network marketing business who had well-rounded lives, who, you know, were happily married, had kids, you know, had the kind of life that I wanted, not just the success that I wanted. Maybe it's somebody you read a book about. It could be somebody that, you know, I'm just throwing this out there, Abraham Lincoln. They don't even have to be alive anymore. Maybe it's Martin Luther King. Who were some of the leaders? Mother Teresa. Like, who were leaders that you admire? Whether, again, it's from a book, it's from your personal life that you've actually physically been mentored by, or it could be somebody you've watched afar in or out of your industry. So those are the first four steps to start with. So again, the more you can spend some time really looking at that, and you know what? We're going to do this. I'm going to give you step five and six today. And then the next episode, we'll talk about what the four different leader types are. So step number five, because these are super short. Step number five, when you think about leading a team, which do you think is more important? Now, here's the thing. I want you to go with your gut, your first reaction to this, because again, this is all about discovering your intuitive style, what really resonates with you. And again, there's no right or wrong answer here. They're all great leaders. It's just becoming your best leader, finding your best leadership style. So there's four different ones here I'm going to read. A is building strong relationships with those you lead. B is motivating the team to believe in the mission and vision behind the company or behind your goal. C is giving clear systems and steps to follow to achieve the desired results. And D is brainstorming and creating strategies to achieve quarterly and yearly goals. So again, think about when you think about leading a team, which is most important to you? Is it A, B, C, or D? And again, feel free to pause this, replay the four, and pick the one that resonates most with you. They probably all will a little bit. Okay, the last step is step number six. What do you think are your top five strengths? When you think about your own self, and maybe you've done the Clifton Strengths 34 assessment, or at least the top five assessment from Gallup, and you know what your top five are according to Gallup, jot those down. That's the most important, because sometimes we don't even recognize our own strengths. And again, that's one of the reasons why I love that assessment, because we are just doing it and we don't recognize that, like, oh, that's a strength of mine. I didn't even know it. I just thought it was something I did. Sometimes it's things that we look at and like, well, why can't she do that? Or why can't he do that? Because it's easy for you. But if you haven't done the assessment, which, why not, people? Come on, go do the assessment, please. Just kidding. Not really. if you aren't ready to do the assessment yet, then jot down what do you feel like are your top five strengths when it comes to being with people, leading people, working, relationship building, getting stuff done. Like, what are those top five strengths that you have? Okay, so those are your six steps. So take some time, jot some things down. Don't skip over this. Really don't skip over this. And then in the next episode, I will go through the four different types of leaders, and then you can identify which one are you. All right, if you have any questions, reach out to me. You can hit the I think it's working. I don't know, the little DM button that's supposed to take you right to my messenger. I'm trying to get it set up so you can do a little voice message, but I don't think that link was working. but you could always rely on email. So sherrymiterco@gmail.com. If all else fails, you can email me. All right. Until next time, go out and make it a great day. Take the time to figure out what is your leadership style and your superpower.